Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to this week's episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about how you can bring your creative dreams to life. Listen, things get discouraging sometimes. Things can be very difficult. Totally get that. So this week, I want to talk about four encouraging things when you are feeling like you want to give up. First of all, what you're experiencing right now is real, but it's not the totality of what is real. We're always only seeing part of the picture, but what we're seeing right now is not the full picture. For me, it comes through like this. I'm often really impacted by negative comments. So first of all, I've learned how to manage that and know what to avoid and know what to read and not what to read. But also, I've learned to put it in perspective. And what I've tried to do is recognize that every time I see a negative comment about something I make or something that we're doing as an organization or group of artists, I have turned that into the practice of saying, remember all of the amazing things that are happening and that people are being said. This past December, we hosted an event that drew 37,000 people over the course of 5 weeks. And 36,990 of those people had an amazing time. But we'll get an email from time to time that says this happened, or I didn't like this, or that wasn't fun, or something, you know, just a random someone's opinion. And that's the thing that I'll think about for the next hour. That's the thing that I'll think about for the rest of the day. And so I've tried to start putting into practice this intentional effort to say, anytime something tries to distract me because it's negative, I'm going to turn that around and start thinking about all of the amazing things that are happening. And so I tell that story to just say, I totally get what it's like to have something in front of us and feel like it's the totality of what is real. But what we're seeing and experiencing right now is not the full picture. And for me, that's been really encouraging to remember. The next thing that I think it's really helpful for us to remember when we feel like giving up is that we are able to grow. Where we are today is not where we will be forever. Let's talk about bamboo. When somebody plants a bamboo shoot, it begins sending roots down into the ground. And other bamboo shoots come up because of those roots. However, it takes 3 years for those other bamboo shoots to begin coming up out of the ground. But bamboo, a single shoot of bamboo, can yield up to 20 times more than any tree can. Before an average tree can reach 5 years into its maturity, you've already harvested 200 poles of bamboo during that same time period. And so if you're a bamboo shoot, metaphorically, and you think about being planted and putting your roots down into the ground, and there's this long period of 3 years where you don't see any growth and you don't see any new shoots coming up out of the ground. But within the following 2 years, after that long initial 3 year period, you end up creating more than any tree could ever create. And I think that's an important lesson for us. We are people, and we are not complete today, and we will never be complete, but we're all in the process of growth. And so if you're investing in a creative endeavor, remember that it may take you years before you start seeing fruit. But once the fruit begins, it begins increasing exponentially. It looks like a curve that has a very long flat line. And then on that graph, it immediately begins to shoot upward. That's what it's like to make an investment up front and allow over time for things to grow. Over time, that will happen. And right now, as we start things out, we might be doing all of the pieces of the project. We might be doing all of the things. All of that might feel like it's coming back on our shoulders. Well, as we grow, we can invite other people into that process, but that takes time. And so at the beginning, it might feel really disheartening and it might feel like we're working so much, but that's what it means to start something. And we can look at nature for that metaphor. The third thing that I think it's really helpful for us to remember when we feel like giving up is you do not have to prove anything to anyone. This thing that you've been dreaming about, writing this next album, writing a novel, becoming a short story writer, taking photos, being a photographer, Whatever it is that you're dreaming about, you're not doing that for anyone. You're doing that for you. This is another thing that comes up in my mind a lot as well, is, you know, thinking about what are other people going to think? What are other people going to say about this thing that I'm trying to do or this thing that I'm trying to create? And no matter how kind of stoic and hard I look from the outside, on the inside, there are all of those questions swirling around. But you are doing this for you, not for them. Now, it's important to remember, we can do things for other people. But when we do things for other people, we want to do those things out of our strength, not out of our weakness. That's the difference between being able to serve people and trying to do things to perform to get them to like us. If we're trying to perform to get people to like us or approve of us, we're doing that thing out of our weakness. But if we're truly in a place where we've grown and we can serve people, we're doing that out of our strength. So it's not about living a self-centered life when I say that we're not doing this for other people. It's about understanding that we're not doing this to please other people or to win their approval. You are valuable and you have something to offer the world. And when we embrace that value and when we embrace that goodness, it gives us the opportunity to be confident in who we are to the point where we can then turn around and serve people out of our strength. The last thing I want to talk about today, when it comes to this idea of being encouraged when we feel like giving up, is that you can be whoever you want to be. In the last year, I've had a lot of friends who have gone through a lot of transition. And transition is not a failure. Changing what you do is not a failure. Changing how you do things is not a failure. You can change, and that is a success. That's what it means to grow. When we are people who are growing, we are changing. And change can indicate to us that we are moving down the road to becoming the people that it is that we want to be. Our opinions change. Our ideas change. The things that we want to do with our lives change. And all of that is okay if it's coming, again, from a place of strength and not a place of weakness. We don't want to be people who give up because things are difficult. We don't want to be people who give up because things take a lot of work. We want to be people who are moving forward in a direction with intentionality. And then if we change, if we grow, and as a result of that growth, we want to move in a different direction, that is really, really okay. In fact, it's wonderful to have that kind of freedom. In addition to sometimes being afraid of what people are going to think because of what we make, we often continue to do things because we ask, what are they going to think if I move or if I change directions, if I move on from this thing? Again, we're not here to live for other people. We're doing this for us so that we can be people who are fulfilled and ultimately in that fulfillment, strengthen ourselves so that we can serve other people. So if you think about giving up, if you're thinking about quitting, I hope those things are encouraging for you today. What you're experiencing right now is real, but it's not the totality of what is real. All of us are able to grow, and where we are today is not where we'll be forever. We don't have to prove anything to anyone, and we can be whoever we want to be. We can do whatever we want to do. We can change directions, and we can give ourselves to whatever work we want to give ourselves to. As always, I'd love to connect with you. Find me at Cole Neesmith on Instagram. And until next week, I hope you stay encouraged. I hope you keep moving forward. And I hope that you continue to see your creative dreams come to life. See ya.